Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And speaking of Piedmont Medical Center, by golly, who do you think our guest is to start off the week? New fella here in town by the name of Dan Bowen. He is Piedmont Medical Center's new Chief Market Operating Officer. Did I get that right?
You did it perfect.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. Applause. So, Dan, welcome to Rock Hill. You've been here, what, a week now? 2 weeks?
A little over a month. I got here the 10th of June was my start date here.
All right. So you know everything, where it's located and how to get around town and no problem.
I'm getting there. Everybody's been real friendly and helping me out. I have a lot of questions.
So sure. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. So prior to coming to Piedmont here, I was at Health First, which is a system down in the Melbourne area of Florida on the East Coast there. So was there for 7 years. I was running one of their hospitals in Cape Canaveral Hospital, right where they launched those rockets. I could see it from the roof of the parking deck there. So was with Health First for about 7 years. Prior to that, I was in the Air Force for almost 21 years. And the majority of that 21 years, I was doing healthcare operations at all of our, you know, military treatment facilities, everywhere from, you know, California, down in Florida a couple times. I was in Japan. I was in Afghanistan, did a tour there for 6.5 months as well. So had a long career. My family moved 8 times during the career, so 7 years at this in Florida. My wife was kind of getting the itch to move anyway, so it was the job presented itself. And actually, one of my former colleagues, who you've had on the show here, Steve Wright, who's our chief strategy officer.
Yeah.
I work with him at Health First, and he's the one that shot me a text about, hey, what do you think about being a COO up here in South Carolina?
Have you done this kind of a position before?
So I did a director of operations role down at Health First, and then I went as the administrator, which is similar to the CEO role here, which is based in charge of all the operations and strategy within the hospital itself. And so that was at a 150-bed hospital, and I also ran a service line in emergency services. So 4 hospitals in the system, I was in charge of all 4 emergency departments as well. So plenty of operations roles, a lot of construction and improvements in my background, as well as some strategy stuff.
Well, when you're talking about, I don't know, well over 1,000 employees, I'm sure, at the 2 hospitals, 3 hospitals,
yep.
2 hospitals in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. What kind of team do you need to do all that? You can't possibly do it all by yourself.
Oh, absolutely not. It takes a full team, full complement. We got a lot of great leaders there. I'm joining a great team. Teresa Urquhart, our CEO, brought in pretty much a whole new administrative team, which several of them.
Sure.
And I think I was the finishing piece of that. And I think it takes all of us working together, along with our, you know, directors, managers, supervisors, leads, and charge nurses, all the way down to every, you know, employee we have in the system, to really focus on the most important thing, which is our community and our patients. If we put the patient in the center of any decision we make, it's usually the right decision. And my job is to really, you know, work on the operations across the board. And the term market, when you hear market COO, it's really every facility within that market. So like I said, 2 hospitals, Gold Hill ED, the imaging centers, Women Diagnostic in Baxter, and then we even have a pain center and a wound care clinic. So my job is to support the entire market and driving the operations to get us where we need to be.
So when any one of those facilities has an issue or a problem, they don't call Teresa, they call you. Is that right?
That would be the goal, actually, yeah. I need to take this off Teresa's plate so she can work on other things, especially strategy within the market. But, you know, really, they, you know, using the chain of command, it rolls up, and if I need to get involved, I get involved right away, and we make sure. My job is to remove barriers so everybody else can do their job. So keeping it simple as a job description, that's really what I do.
So to be in this kind of a position, what kind of training do you have to have? I mean, you must have to know an awful lot about things like knee surgery, heart surgery, all this kind of stuff. You go to school for that, or you just get it by osmosis?
So from a schooling perspective, I might have a master's in business administration, But really what prepared me is my years of experience across the board in the different positions in healthcare I've had. Military, down there at Health First, and here. And really it's getting out there and learning. You know, I do everything I can to spend time in every single department, spending time with my leaders, their staff members, learning what they do. And specifically what you mentioned in surgery, I go in and observe surgeries. I talk to the surgeons. I talk to the staff. I try to look at the operations so when it comes time to make a change, I can visualize those operations. I'm not an expert, really. That's what those folks are. But the more I can learn about what they do, the more I can advocate for them and their patients.
So did you happen to sit in on a knee surgery about 3.5 weeks ago?
I was not in your surgery, but I have seen several in my career.
I mean, the technology, just Absolutely. Staying on top of the technology is, to me, unbelievable. I mean, we've seen just in the last, whatever it's been, 5 years, robotic technology, knee surgery, heart surgery,
yes.
The list goes on, and Lord knows what's next.
I mean, Absolutely.
It just keeps coming.
Yeah, and it's our job to stay in tune for what those latest technologies are. We brought in several. Like I said, we have Da Vinci robots. We have a Mako robot. We do several things here at Piedmont, and we're always continuing to look at those opportunities in the future. What's going to really keep our community here? I mean, we don't want them leaving, you know, this area. I mean, we should have everything we need for their healthcare needs right here in this area. So that's the goal, is we're always looking ahead, looking at what those needs are going to be, and try to budget that within our financials and our strategy.
I remember hearing years and years and years ago that for a community this size, not what it is today, but we're about 300,000 people right now, but let's say it was 200,000, that we were really greatly overserved for the amount of specialties that we had in this community at that time. I would venture to say that I'm glad we were, because the population has grown so fast. Mm-hmm. Just keeping up with it, I think, is a challenge in itself.
Absolutely, and we really try to look at that data of what the community is looking for, what the demand is, and make sure we have access to meet that demand across the realm of specialties. And then the primary care and the network, referring to our specialists, and if they need interventions like you did for your knee, then we want to be there to be able to do that for them.
So, what is it that drives the technology? Is it the surgeons who will say to the hospital, hey, we've been looking at this Mako knee technology out mm-hmm. there. We think you need to get it in here. Is that how this process starts, or do you all hear about it from the home office that this is something that's on the forefront and we need to do it?
I think it's a combination. And so I think the surgeons are definitely in tune. They're not just good at what they do. They're good at researching best practice and what's out there. So when it comes down to looking at that technology and reviewing it, really it's the outcomes. Are those outcomes at the highest quality level that we need to do? And if we find out that technology improves those outcomes, that's really when we start looking at that to try to bring it into us. Because ultimately it's that the center of what we're talking about, the patient. Does it improve the outcome of that patient? Then we look at that technology to bring it in. But the surgeons are definitely on top of that. That's why they're the experts in their field.
And I think everybody would agree with this, that a satisfied patient is probably the absolute best advertising or marketing you could ever
Absolutely.
Do. They could walk out and say, you won't believe what they're doing over there. Blah, 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 blah. And that's worth $1 million right there.
I think so. I mean, once the community goes out and says, hey, you know what? I gave Piedmont a try like you did. It's worth it. It's right here in your backyard. We can do all the things you need. And you go and tell your friends and family, and next thing you know, they tell a few, and it becomes a healthcare pyramid scheme of like positive feedback from your experience. But that's what we want. Come and see us and tell us how it went, and tell your friends.
Well, you know, the one thing that I learned out of 15 years of the hospital wars, and I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about, but anyway, was we have three very strong healthcare systems in this region. Mm-hmm. You know, we got Tenet. We got, what's it called now, Atrium, I guess? And we got...
Novant.
Okay. So you've got choice out there, but that's good because, you know, competition always makes everything better. And I don't think when I saw the data at that time, 15 years ago, about how all these hospitals were doing, there wasn't a smidgen of difference between them. It was amazing to me. And what I learned out of that whole experience was, when somebody goes to the hospital, they're either going to walk out with a smile on their face mm-hmm. or tears in their eyes. You just don't know what's coming through that front door.
Absolutely.
And the ability to take care of it. Some things are just, you're not going to have a good outcome. Other things are going to be Fabulous. And that's the nature of the business you're in.
And I think that's where, you know, you kind of have a sick care and well care, right? We want to focus on wellness. We want to make sure that's there. If you need an elective surgery, we want to be that place to do that. And that's why, you know, they're all called patients, right? You know, healthcare workers, like, they take care of their patients. But we have to realize that those patients are also customers. Mm-hmm. They're very educated. They know how to look for research. They're looking for quality. They're looking for access. They're looking for convenience to get in and out. And so we have to realize that so we need to make sure the information we have out there is accessible and they can get after it and meet their needs. And then you have the patients that come through our EDs that, you know, have those issues that are real acute and timely, that we have to be able to take care of those as well. So there's two sides of the coin here. And so acknowledging that patients are also customers is important, and treating them with that respect and giving them the information they need.
You know, I'm sure there's many people who still probably don't even know today that Piedmont Medical Center has been doing open heart surgery for a long, long, long time. I mean, a very long time. And we don't do heart transplants right now, but we do just about everything else here. And it's interesting. I was telling this story before we went on the air. A friend of mine, a guy that many, many, many people know, who had to have, he had some very serious heart issues. And he did exactly what you talked about. He just called everybody and their brother trying to find out where the best place was to get this thing done. And it was interesting because he said, I didn't believe the answer I kept getting was this fellow by the name of Dr. Barry Chan at the Piedmont Medical Center. And he went through this massive surgery. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that's one for the textbooks that's written down somewhere. And that big old guy is out running around Rock Hill right now and had a very, very successful outcome. But to think that's the quality of work that's being done right here locally, I'm not sure many people would believe.
Absolutely. I mean, what we do at Piedmont is amazing, whether it's in the cath lab, kind of with those interventions and diagnostics. And if it needs surgery, we have two CVORs and two amazing surgeons that can do that work as well. So that team in heart and vascular is amazing. The physicians we have are top-notch. The staff we have are amazing. We're putting some money into that. We're redoing one of the cath labs. We're putting in a new EP lab. We're investing in the ORs for CVORs as well. So it's not just the talent of our surgeons and our staff. We're renovating the facility with the best technology to be able to do that. But you can walk in the door right now and get anything you need from our heart center.
You know, with the advent of the brand new hospital, Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, which has been open, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that?
Almost two, yeah.
It's almost become a competitor for your Rock Hill Hospital because it's been here for a long time, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And all these changes that you're making, you know, for the mothership right here at Rock Hill are things to accommodate what you're talking about with all these new technologies and all these techniques. And that in itself is a puzzle to do because it ain't cheap. A lot of money's involved in doing this stuff.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, having another facility, you know, in the county, close to us, even closer to the north, to Charlotte, to have some of these services. But we understand that the higher acuity procedures and, you know, and patients need to come to our to Rock Hill. But we want to offer a high complement of surgical specialties at Fort Mill as well. And they do. Orthopedics, GYN, urology, general surgery, bariatrics, you name it. That's at Fort Mill. That small little hospital that was just built, you know, down the road can do a lot of big things.
Small little hospital that took 15 years of legal battles. God. And then to build it during COVID, which they did on time, on budget, all that kind of stuff, is a whole fascinating story. So you've been here a total of 1 month.
Yes.
All right. You've been talking about the pluses. Do you see any minuses yet? Things that you think, because of your experience, need to be addressed?
I mean, I think that's what we're looking for. You know, even get 1% better is important. So looking at areas in the hospital that need to be, you know, upgraded a little bit and refurbished. So, like I said, our leadership team really wants to get everything done and make the experience as best as it can. So, yes, there's some areas we're looking at from equipment, upgrading, you know, whether it's from a radiology perspective. We have automation going in our lab. A full lab automation system is being installed right now. It's going to go in effective in August. That's not something a patient would see, but they will notice it when their diagnostic and their lab results come back even quicker. So we're investing even things from behind the scenes to show the results, you know, basically in a timeliness fashion. So there's a lot of things we're doing. There's a lot of opportunities. Just like any facility I've been to, we've always had to do work inside the hospital. But we're prioritizing that work and making sure we're doing the right thing at the right time.
So that's part of your juggling act. Is that right? You go around, you see what's what, and where the adjustments need to be made. That's where you start making your recommendations, putting it into a budget. Hopefully somebody will say yay, and it'll happen.
And that's the goal. We bring it up to our administrative team and say we have the next round of capital. We have all the requests coming in from all over the hospital. Our job is to prioritize that based on need. And then with Tenet Corporate, you know, sending down some capital funds to do some of these projects, some of it is in the business plan where we think we need to maybe bring in services or grow services because there's a demand in the community. So it's not just replacement. Sometimes it's growth. We just brought another Mako robot into Rock Hill. First case is this week. And so that success of the Mako at 4 Mill showed itself. Now we have one, you know, here at Rock Hill. We have Da Vinci robots at both places too, because there's a demand for these surgical specialties, so we need to do them in both places. Like I said, some can be a center of excellence, like we do this high-end, you know, cardiovascular heart cases over here in Rock Hill, but we need to kind of balance where the services are offered, where the patient wants to go too. So a lot of things happening every day. My job is to support that. Don't just do it by myself. There's a big team working on this, but if I can help in any way, bring it together and help put it in a package where we can get some of that support from corporate with funding, then I'm definitely here to help with that.
Well, I guess it goes without saying that this is an attractive marketplace mm-hmm. for Tenet, or they wouldn't be pouring the millions of dollars that they've been pouring into this place as long as I've been here. I mean, $1 million for Mako here, $1 million for Mako over there. Here's mm-hmm. a couple millions for Da Vinci. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And if the people were not responding, if the patients were responding, you wouldn't be doing this.
Agree. And I think that's where they basically said when we had a visit from our corporate leaders, basically the first week I was here. I think the third day I got a chance to meet some of the high-level leaders, which is amazing. And they took the time to talk about the importance of this specific market. You know, I think we've heard in the news where Tenet did sell some facilities, but here they did that for a reason. But investing here is a priority, 100% priority. This market needs us. The community needs us, and they're going to invest in us to make sure we can do that.
Yeah, and if you just take a look at the population numbers, mm-hmm. we're off the chart in terms of how fast we're growing.
Absolutely.
As you said, you're building a house and trying to find a little piece of land to go to the house was a challenge. Well,
I know.
Yeah, it's getting more and more like that. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Okay, he's a smart guy, been in the Air Force 20-some years, been doing all this other stuff, and I bet you he can catch on to this real quick. Fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, 6 days a week. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how it's done. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dan Bowen is with us today. He's the brand spanking new Chief Market Operating Officer for Piedmont Medical Center. That is a mouthful. We'll just call you the CEO. No, not CEO, we're Chief.
COO.
COO, Chief Operating. Okay.
We have a CEO. She's a good one, too.
Hey, she's a she is the market president.
She's right. The market chief executive officer, yes.
See, we could spend a whole hour just going through titles here. Good.
Yeah, if you have to buy a vowel, just shout it.
So one of the things that I see that in talking with Stephen Wright and with Matty Ewing is you all seem to have a conscious effort underway right now to go out and learn more about the community. I know Stephen and Maddie came out last week and did a big tour of Pathways Community Center down there, just trying to learn more about what's going on. Is that part of what this your plan is just to learn more since you all are a brand new team?
100%. I think Steve and his team are doing a great job getting out all over the county. And really, it's kind of like a listening tour. What are the things you need? What are you hearing about Piedmont? What do you think we need to do to be better? What are the demands of that part of the county and the community? So if we don't understand our community, then it's going to be hard to deliver what they need. So I think they're doing just a great job being proactive and seeking out just information, whether no matter where that is in the county, they're really going across the board to find out as much information as they can. And I think they're just doing, that's just an awesome way to understand and because they care about our community and we care.
And I would imagine, you see this big thing across the street here?
Yes.
That's called Winthrop University.
Okay.
There's another one a little bit that way called York Technical College. And there's another one a little bit over this way called Clinton College. I would imagine that those would be other places that you would want to establish relationships with and learn about, if nothing else, in terms of trying to develop educational programs for future nurses or what have you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we definitely have, a foothold in those institutions to make sure, because we want to recruit and, retain talent. And a lot of times that starts right from the schools, and we offer, positions that are kind of growth positions where they can come in as a nurse tech and graduate as a nurse and become a nurse. And so we try to bring them in and educate them early, and then it's kind of almost a, come grow with us. I mean, you might start as a phlebotomist and then grow into, a lab scientist. And how can we help you with that journey, whether that's, on the nursing ladder, the lab ladder, radiology. Some people come in as a transporter and then they figure out where they want to be, moving patients around the hospital and say, hey, I want to go to school to be a respiratory therapist. Okay, let's help you do that. So I think, investing in the community to include where you're getting your talent from is a big deal. So if there's schools in our backyard, it, behooves us to be part of those institutions.
And lots of high schools, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
absolutely. Start early with us.
Exactly right. What they're doing at some of these applied technology centers is incredible.
Absolutely.
Absolutely incredible. So, you mentioned the fact that you were in the military for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right over your tree line is the Army National Guard unit right there by the Rock Hill York County Airport.
Okay.
And I keep thinking about, as I went out there this weekend, they were having their drill weekend and they had men and women all over the doggone place. I would think with the careers that they're offering, with military training, that'd be another place that you all would want to be chatting with.
No, absolutely. And I think there's, if folks are going to the military, let's say they do their 4 years and they've served and they want to come out, they have the GI Bill, the post-9/11 GI Bill that they can use to go to school. And how can we help them figure out where they want to be,
right,
later in life? And so, it's such a, having that choice, you know, to join the armed services, you know, was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I started out enlisted. I was loading bombs and missiles on F-15s back in the day. I started when I was 19 years old, went over to England and spent 3 years over there and came out. Then I, you know, kind of figured out what I want to do. Got out, did an ROTC scholarship, got commissioned, and then I was an officer in the healthcare industry within the military for the next 15 and a half, 16 years. And so my journey took me everywhere. I was stationed in Japan. I mentioned England. I deployed 3 times, was in Afghanistan, stationed all over the country. And so just understanding, you know, different cultures, different areas, and understanding where healthcare is involved in each one of those, I think has really rounded me out as a leader. I just cherished the time I had and loved every place we were at. I just still get sad when I see uniforms and I'm not wearing mine anymore, but that went by fast. It's been over 7 years since I retired, and you know, I have such respect and honor for those who served along with me.
Well, they're in a very pro-military community, as you will learn very quickly.
That's
it's
great.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, it really is.
South Carolina is a great state to retire in.
Oh.
A lot of great benefits. So
oh, yeah.
That's a great thing.
Oh, yes. So from this point on, your job is pretty much learn, listen. Is that basically right?
Yeah, and build relationships.
Right.
You know, I need to, like, you know, building trust in everybody who are underneath me or who my peers are, the medical staff, all the physicians, understanding that I am here to help. You know, I want to hear what they have to say. Just like Steve's out there listening to the community, I need to listen to our community. You know, what are we missing? What do we need? Do I have the supplies and equipment do I need? Do we need to renovate an area? You know, understand what the physicians need in the operating room or just in their clinic. And so that's my goal. And I've been out and about everywhere I can be, and I'll continue to do that. Because that's, like I said, remove barriers so they can do their job.
Boy, that's a lot of ducks. I mean, I can remember when I moved here 40 years ago, I think the medical staff was somewhere around 50. And I think the last time I heard, the medical staff is probably more like 500, something like that now.
Close to
with
it.
All kinds of specialties that are
absolutely
out there. So that's a lot of territory to cover.
It is.
A lot.
And I can just, you know, there's only one of me and only a certain amount of hours in the day, but, you know, I try to go to places where they are, where, like I said, in the ORs, you know, in the doc's lounge where they're having lunch. Maybe I can say hi to them. I go to all their meetings. We have one tonight at Fort Mill for a medical staff meeting this evening. So wherever I can be and be part of the administration team and supporting them. And then, you know, here's my number. Whatever you need, send me a text real time, and I'll help you out.
So bring me up to speed on the challenge that hospitals have had, oh, ever since we had this word called COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We lost a lot of the people who worked in the nursing field.
Absolutely.
And it was a struggle to get things back to where they were. And I know it's still somewhat of a challenge, but is it better than where it was? Are we about where we need to be?
I think it's still a challenge. Probably one of the most significant ones we have at Piedmont is bringing in the talent that's out there. We have a lot more demand than there are people coming in, and that's across not only nursing, respiratory therapy is another field that's it's hard to recruit for. But we want to make it an environment where people want to come and want to stay.
Right.
You can always recruit, but if you're not retaining, you know, it doesn't work that way. So we want to create an environment and a culture where people want to come to work. They like it here. They feel listened to. They feel valued. And then continue to recruit, you know, the best talent possible to take care of this population. But I'm not going to sugarcoat that. You know, staffing, specifically clinical staffing, is a challenge. And that's everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's
so,
everywhere.
You know, you mentioned those other systems that are here. We're all competing for similar talent in this area.
Interesting. Well, listen, the half hour has blown right by.
Yeah, it's
welcome
fun.
To Rock Hill, South Carolina, which, by the way, is where the world begins and ends. So you never have to go anywhere else. It's all right
this is it.
Here
I'm
in
home.
This nice, neat little bundle.
All right.
His name is Dan Bowen. He is the new chief. I got this right now. Chief Market Operating Officer. Chief Operating, I don't know what the heck.
COO.
COO, that sounds good. Chief Operating Officer for Piedmont Medical Center here in York County. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, listen to this. We brought another doctor right in here right now. This is our cheerleader here. He comes here every day because he's got nothing else to do except hang out here at Substation 2. We do the fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week. How we do them is in the white letters, and we want everybody to participate. Are we ready over there? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful hot day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.